Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, August 29th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome, everybody, all over the globe, everywhere that you can hear my voice in big call universe. And we should be averaging well over 17.5 million listeners internationally, not including our U.S. and maybe Canadian citizens, but whatever, our listeners here. Let's do this. I'm going to pray the call in, and then I can't wait to hear what Sue's found for us in the way of a teaching that we can comment on. So let's do that. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you so much that you are God and that we are who we are, chosen for this particular time, and that we're here to witness something extraordinary in the way of a blessing. Thank you for all that you do in our lives. Thank you for your provision and your healing. Everything else that we have, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a great time for Bob and I and you and everybody else, the pod, the POD, people of divinity. Yeah, that's like POD is kind of like B-I-G, Blessed Ideas Group. Yes. And, yeah, that's good. That's what the big call stands for. So I can't wait to hear what this teaching's about, Sue.
Well, first I want to move from ecstatic laughter and have everybody be prepared. And this is a very significant teaching at this time for, I think, a lot of us. And I'm going to dedicate it to, of course, Bruce and Bob, the entire Big Call community, and all the people that have been working behind the scenes to help this happen, for your courage, for your vitality. And this is also dedicated to J&K and their recovery, to Pastor Scott and his recovery. And to everything that matters for infinity. It takes a lot of work to rest. When was the last time you felt truly rested? I don't mean just a quick nap or a weekend off, but deep soul refreshing rest. Just take that in, everybody. You may feel like a weary wanderer trudging through a chaotic concrete jungle, each step heavy with exhaustion as you attempt the ascension of the corporate ladder. Or maybe you have a feeling of dark clouds of depletion and fatigue looming overhead, the relentless rain of responsibilities drenching you in weariness. With every breath, a battle for respite. In our fast-paced, always-connected world, true rest has become as rare as a quiet moment in Times Square. But what if I told you that constantly towing the line of burnout isn't what God designed, and that it's actually possible to achieve more by doing less? I remember a time when I was running on fumes. I was that person who felt a constant cloud of pressure, worry, and never-ending tasks following me every day. I learned quite a bit about rest during that time. Unfortunately, it was at the expense of a 3-year mental breakdown that my partner and I, having to uproot our family and move to the mountains, it became evident I was in need of deep-seated rest. Bible speaks to this need for rest. In fact, God himself set the example by resting on the seventh day after creation. It wasn't just the Father, though. Jesus modeled rest by escaping to the mountains multiple times after long periods of ministry. What I'm getting at is God takes rest very seriously, so much so that he even instructed the Israelites in Leviticus 25:1-7 to farm the land for 6 years, but in the seventh year, mm-hmm. the land was meant to have a Sabbath rest. Better watch out, everybody. This is... Did you catch that? Even the land needs rest.
Rested, yeah. It was fallow for a year, yeah.
The need for rest is something that God constructed in the corners of creation. A lifestyle of true rest is something that many people desire, but few actually achieve. The truth is that God has designed us to need rest. It's not a sign of weakness or vulnerability, but rather has been etched into the fabric of your makeup. Here are three things that I've realized about rest, and some tips you can implement in your life to avoid burnout and experience the benefits of the God-given rest that he has created for us to live in. Number one, rest isn't a natural response in today's culture. Have you ever run into someone that you haven't seen in a while? Maybe it was at the grocery store, at the local park, or whenever. You strike up a conversation, one of the first questions that someone asks is, "How have you been?" Often the response goes something like this, "Oh, I've been really busy," or, you know, "just working a lot." Sometimes people will ask the question outright, "Are you keeping busy?" Oh, this is "I'd like to keep the, I'd like, are you being good? Stay good." This is my word. I'd like to point out that in American culture, it has become normal to be constantly working and neglect the need for rest. Rest is a kingdom concept that God introduced. Interestingly, it's a principle that many people are eager to ignore. Two, rest won't happen by accident. This is one of the most common misconceptions when it comes to rest. Many people believe that once they catch up on their work or get ahead of their responsibilities, then they will have time to rest. Mm-hmm. The truth is, there will always be another task, meeting, or responsibility lurking around the corner, waiting to be done. To make matters worse, in today's culture, we have access to work at our fingertips through smartphones and laptops. In some ways, it's a great blessing. In others, it comes at a great cost. We aren't able to go home from work. One practical thing you can do is look at your calendar and create an event called rest. Lock it out and say no to conflicting calendar invitations, and create the time to rest, because it won't happen by accident. Three, proper rest requires proper boundaries. If you don't manage your life, others will. If you don't take care of yourself, no one else will. One of the biggest causes of a congested schedule is overcommitting your yes. The truth is, if you want to set boundaries that allow you to rest, you're going to have to say no to opportunities and people. Let me leave you with these three practical steps that you can take right now to help you create more rest among a busy schedule. Number one, embrace the idea of rest even when the culture around you doesn't. Two, make an event and schedule rest in your calendar. Three, practice your no to something this week and create margin in your calendar for rest. I encourage you to ask yourself, am I resisting rest or embracing it? Have I allowed rest to become a consistent rhythm in my life? Or have I relinquished control of my life to people or my calendar? This is in every one of our classes, in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, in every one of our classes. And I hope it's been helpful. Please be honest with yourself and understand The future is going to belong to a new rhythm that's a sacred rhythm, and that's why we brought this teaching. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, that's a very important teaching. I love that you brought that, Sue. And it makes me think of a number of things, but what it makes me think about is we all of you guys that are listening to the big call all over the world, after this goes, after your exchange is done, after the Zoom negotiated, and after everything comes in, your R&R, you don't have to wait that long, R&R, debt forgiveness, I'll talk about that in my segment. After all of that is happening, you need to consider, hey, have I had a vacation in a while? Do I need to rest from this? I think my answer is yes, Sue. I think I do need a rest, and I hope to be able to do that. And you know, it's interesting about, you know, taking a vacation. A lot of people, and Bob, you know this, when they get back from vacation, they need a vacation after the vacation, you know, because sometimes if we're not careful on vacation, it becomes a do type thing where you're actually cramming a lot of activity in, whether it's golf or whether it's whatever it is you like to do in your spare time, quote unquote, if there is such a thing, spare time. You know, you just go, man, I need some rest from that vacation, man. That wore me out. And so I think that's a really good idea, Sue, to create some boundaries around your schedule. I remember when Paula was alive and we could do this, and this started back when I was in my 20s. I tried to set up a certain amount of time every month for a monthly mini vacation. Maybe it was a 3-day vacay, and I did it. I did it. And it was really fun to set that up, and I looked forward to that every month. Now, I haven't had a vacation in 15 years, maybe more, maybe 20. But I think that really we're all entitled. I know I haven't had any kind of a vacay since the big call started 13 years ago. So, you know, and I haven't really been able to do it. But I'm looking forward to taking some time off. Sue, you're going to take time off. Bob, I hope you can take a little time off. And, you know, it's going to be really meaningful if we can rest, if we can take some time to rest and recharge and then come back from our vacation or our rest period or whatever it looks like, recharged and ready to roll. Ready to go. That's why I told you guys a long time ago, you know, take some time, go on a vacation, don't worry about the projects, don't worry about Rebuild America or anything yet. I mean, I know you want to get your project started. I get that. I do too. But I don't want to come in off of an empty battery. I want to come at this more fully charged, where we can go the distance. I really do. Rebuild America, Rebuild International. It doesn't mean I'm going to sit by the pool for a week or 2 weeks or sit by the ocean, but there's really nothing wrong with that if that's what helps you to rest. So I got that out of that teaching, Sue, and it helped me to think in my past what I used to do to rest. And, yeah, I haven't been able to really rest in a while, you know what I mean, without any responsibility or anything with the big call or whatever, but the big call is going to take a different direction. You know, it's basically not going to be a Tuesday, Thursday night call, live call every week. I'll be in touch, you know, with my advisory group as we create our leadership teams and as we get into our projects, it's going to be different. I think we need to all say, well, how many hours a week do I want to be available to work? How many hours a week? And then what's that look like? What is our work schedule or play schedule, as Sue likes to call it? What is our play schedule going to look like? And I'm just looking forward to making that change, you know? Bob, what do you think? You and I talk about getting together and playing golf together. And, you know, I love to travel. I'll probably do a lot of travel, but not right away. But what does rest look like for you, Bob, right now? And what's it going to look like after this goes?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, we will. We'll have to go play in Hawaii. And that'll be travel plus rest.
And golf. Yes, plus rest. Yeah. That's good. Hawaii is
Sue,
great, Bob.
You.
I played about 35 courses on the five Hawaiian islands.
Wow.
Yeah, I played
cool.
about 35 courses over there. It's
well,
great. It's so good.
We'll
it's
have
so
to go cool. play the rest of them.
Yep, we'll play all of them. We'll get them all. Yep.
Yeah. Sue, thank you for that really inspirational teaching once again. It's like you always bring these wonderful teachings, but also it's the energy that you bring them with is what I really love. And you're always bringing this with encouragement and love for the whole tribe and your wisdom and your kindness.
Thank you.
It leads us to these discussions, and I think leads, you know, for people that are listening to the big call, can lead to their own thoughts and giving them hope, and in some cases leads them to, you know, to action. And certainly a teaching like this can help inspire people and give them a sense of permission to rest. A lot of people feel like, you know, St. Paul felt, where he's like, what do you mean rest? There's work to be done. And,
right.
You know, God bless him for doing all that work he did. This world where we are now is very different 2,000 years later, and there's a lot of stress, and people do need their rest. And then you have to ask, you know, rest from what? What am I resting from? Are you resting from whatever activity swirling around you that cause you stress? And you're taking a rest from, you know, thinking about things that have happened in the past, either things that happened to you or things you may have done that you feel guilty about. And, you know, rest from anxiety about what might come in the future. And then, you know, rest from that uncertainty, but also rest from expectations that you've put on yourself or you've allowed others to put on you. And then even physical things, rest from dehydration because you've been too busy to focus on drinking enough water. And, you know, what is it that, you know, this rest can bring for you? You know, maybe the R is for resilience. And if you have the right rest, the right amount of rest, then you yourself are more resilient and You also will have more energy after your rest, and your soul will be renewed with certain types of rest, and you might then be able to transcend whatever the worries were prior to your rest. And then you've asked, you know, rest from what? And then you ask, well, what kind of rest? What am I going to do during my rest time? Am I going to use it for prayer time, for gratitude, for joyful activities, as Bruce and I were talking about? Or, you know, are you going to use it to envision, you know, your joyful anticipations of the future? And, you know, Sue, when you were talking, I was thinking about Harv Eker. And when I attended one of his four-day seminars about your life path, and they shared, Harv and his assistant, his main teacher, shared their monthly calendars with us. And they had on the calendar the times that they were going to be teaching in the different cities. But then they also, to many people's surprise, had half the calendar was filled with rest days and study days.
Mm.
And this was their prescription for success of what turned out to be one of the most successful, you know, seminar and motivational enterprises, you know, in all of history. And it was just, the calendar was just filled with rest on Saturday, rest on Wednesday, you know, study day on Thursday, then we're going to teach for 3 days, then we're going to rest, then we're going to study. And people are looking at going, we can't rest and study that much. But these people who were masters of success not only could do it, but they actually scheduled it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, Bob. That's so really good. I love that. Thank you, Bob. That's really good. I love that. And it's what you schedule. It's how you put up your boundaries. Sue, you're pretty good at creating boundaries and staying within those. How does rest look for you now? And how do you see rest looking for you after all this goes?
It's very interesting, even reading the post. I think everybody, I might as well put it out there, everybody that knows me, like people that have been in the pod, knows I've had people stand up. When people try to get to me on Saturday, it's a no-contact day for Sue. It's like nobody, I don't talk to Bruce, I don't talk to anybody. So that's a deep rest day. And it's interesting, too, because I've been on the Big Call for 9.5 years, but I, like Bob, did a lot of coaching, took a lot of coaching to, you know, run my business, my consultancy, and I was just brought up on triple your boundaries. Triple your boundaries. We didn't have it as rest days per se, but one of the things that I talk a lot about in the classes and that I'll be applying to going forward is this need to have a reset and to rest so you can go to a 10x level. And that's kind of what T. Harv Eker was talking about. I never had a chance to go to one of his seminars, Bob, but I'm so happy for you that you did because he was amazing. I read that tonight, and I'm feeling something in my spirit about, I mean, I've said this to the pod, you know, it's going to be 4 months, 6 months, and now I'm hearing that, and I'm going, let's see, how long is it going to be? for people to, you know, figure out the rest they need and get their projects done and get it rolling early. I plan to get started early, but I'll be managing my projects so they're self-managing. I've done that in the past, so it's not something that's new. And for me, rest is a way of life. It's making sure that, and this is the piece that most people miss. It's one thing to talk about rest. It's another to go inside and pay attention. The first step, it wasn't in this teaching, is to go inside and ask yourself, do I feel rested? And do I feel vitalized? Do I feel rested and do I feel vitalized? And then the other thing that came up for me in the past couple of days is, what are the people around me? Are they vitalized and energized? Are they vitalized and energized? Are the people around me rested but vitalized at the same time? That's the, for me, that's the sweet spot. I don't want to hear about people being tired all the time or this or that. That means something's going on there where, and you can tell when people are pushing it to seem like they've got a lot of energy and, yeah, everything's great. You know, look for the people that are authentically centered and they have energy. That's what you want to surround yourself and look for people that are like that. And I talk about that in our courses a lot. So they're centered. In other words, they've paid attention to themselves. They're not distracted. So what am I going to do to just round this out and complete it?
Right.
I'm going to be paying attention. I mean, you know, Bruce, it's like, nope, nothing's on my calendar. Most people that know me or who've been close to me, it's like, nope, it's going to be a bit. I'm going to be backing away. But when I read that tonight on the call and I said, they said a whole year, I was like, under consideration.
We'll see how
not, not. And what I would say to that is maybe doing, I talk about a lot of this a lot, one project that you get started with that you could do in 1 or 2 days a week.
Right.
Like that. So I just want to model that for everybody. It doesn't mean you're like completely pulling the plug, but you've really, really refined. What is your number one project? What is your number? It's all going to be about intentionality. And your intentionality has to be for the long run. And that's where people, because of scarcity, because of finances, they haven't been able to think, okay, I've got the resources. I've got the heart for contribution. But I want to do this for the long run. What does that look like when I'm rested and vitalized? I have vitality. People hear it because they're excited. They hear me talking with energy, but they feel rest at the same time. That's what you want. That's your sweet spot. So those are my thoughts for tonight.
That's really good, Sue. Appreciate that. It's going to be really good. We're all a little different on how we rest and how we do our so-called spare time and how we relax, how we get regenerated. And it'll be interesting to see how we all perform that in the future. It'll be great, I'm sure. And thank you for that teaching, Sue. That was really good, and I think it's important for us all to pause and reflect upon that. You know, what does that mean for us? What is a pause, a rest period look like? You know, how do I plan to incorporate that into my life and into my schedule? So thank you, Sue, again. Appreciate that very much.
You're so welcome.
Now it's time to pause and take a look and see if we have any prayer requests that we can pray for tonight, Sue.
I'm hearing in my head, show me your vitalized self. That's
oh, yeah.
See how you do, right?
Yep.
Let's see how you do. Okay.
Yes, let's see how you do. That's right.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
A little inside joke there. A little inside joke.
More herbs, less salt. This is from Jeannie. These are our praise reports. More herbs.
Even though it's prayer request night, but that's all right.
Prayer request. Yes, it is. More herbs, less salt day. Thursday, 8/29/24. Salt is out. Seasoning is in. National Lemon Juice Day, Thursday. When life hands you lemons, make lemonade. And when life hands you a chance to celebrate National Lemon Juice Day on August 29th, just do it. National Toasted Marshmallow Day, Friday, 8/30/24. I want to know this book, Jeannie. I deserve, since I'm reading these all the time, I want to know where you're getting these. National Toasted Marshmallow Day, Friday, 8/30/24. Whip out your best marshmallow toasting skills and win over everyone at the party. Slinky Day, Friday. Today marks Slinky's 79th anniversary. Let's remember this beloved retro toy today. Eat Outside Day, Saturday, 8/31/24. We've got some suggestions to make you salivate over Eat Outside Day. Ginger Cat, Appreciation Day. See a ginger? Pet a ginger. She loves cats, Bruce.
I love cats too.
Let us celebrate our uniquely colored and affectionate feline companions. World Letter Writing Day. Sunday, 9/1/24, World Letter Writing Day is a day that is dedicated to expressing yourself in writing. Labor Day, Monday, 9/2/24. Summer's final fling has arrived in the form of Labor Day. Yes, most of us get the day off, but this holiday triggers mixed emotions. While summer still has 21 calendar days left, it's time to get serious. School's starting, and there's a sense that summer vacation is over. Heavenly Father, today we continue praying for the following. All the leaders and millions of plus listeners for all their prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery, Bruce's eyesight, MedBeds, 4B Us, the internet group to get RV notifications and 800 numbers, Debt Forgiveness Jubilee, R&R, announcement of Jasara and Nasara, Social Security increases, update on the quantum financial system. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone, have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes, Jeannie, thank you for that. And you just reminded me of a piece of intel that I got at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight that I will do my best to remember. 8 o'clock tonight, which was an hour ago, approximately. And so that's really good. What was the thing, Sue? Can you look it up again about the cat? The kitty cat, again?
It's a ginger cat. It's the ginger cat.
What's that mean, a ginger cat? What's that mean?
It's like a red, like a kind of a red-colored cat. Not red, but that I think it's like those.
Orangey.
I think I know a cat. It's like an orange cat named Leo. I'm about to get hit with text because of that. But I think Leo. Hold on. I'm hearing orange. Yep,
if
I knew
I think
it.
My kitty cat
is a ginger cat who's taking care of her. who's taking care of his mommy that hasn't been feeling very well. So ginger cats are very special.
Yep. I think Ninja Kitty, one of my kitties, is a ginger kitty. Yeah, I think
no,
so.
Yours is a calico cat, right?
Oh, mine's calico.
Yeah,
but you know what? I've never really seen my cats closely to know exactly what they look like. I mean, I really haven't. I can't wait till I can see from the med beds, and then I can really appreciate my kitty cats. Yep, that'll be fun. And everybody else, too, even Bob. And you too, Sue. Yeah, that's really fun. That's a good one. And, yeah, Labor Day is Monday, the 2nd, and I'll have some things to say about that. And it's really good, Sue, that Labor Day is right around the corner here, and I think we're going to get some good. We've got a lot of good information that will come out, and I'll tell you about that in my segment. That was good. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. And you did prompt me on something that I might not have remembered that I just got tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. So, Sue, appreciate that very much. What do you
You're
think?
Welcome.
Yep. And now, I think we should go ahead and pray. Sue, would you lead the prayer tonight on our friend Pastor Scott for his continued healing?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
So let's everyone just put your hand on your heart and realize that your heart is a place for 40,000 neurons of Christ's light to move through the quantum field or God's field and to reach across distances, infinite distances. And that by just being aware of this, you're going to be more powerful as a leader and as a healer. And let's see Pastor Scott hearing this call and imagining maybe 17 million people concentrating their thought stream in Christ and surrounding him with a field of love and energy and intention. And we call on Christ and we say, please come and be with Pastor Scott during the day. And we're going to add a special new thing, especially in his dream time. Be with him and fill his mind and his heart and his whole being, his whole energy structure, so that you're pouring 24/7 the most beautiful healing light and frequencies, combining it with the heart and the intent of everyone that's listening to this prayer. And so we see that he's sitting there, and we're asking that this field be organized, be the Christ energy, Christ himself, be present to Pastor Scott in such a concentrated way that we're hearing that he had a breakthrough. His energy field, just like in all the stories from the Bible, he had a sudden breakthrough, and that light became so strong, it was so sealed all around him that nothing could interfere. Even during his sleep, 24/7 he was having this healing, and that he, his mind, his emotions, his body, his heart, his family, everything that he's engaged with is lifted up into healing, miracle, Christ power. We see him healed. We see ourselves healed for directing this love and this light and sending it to him. And we're beginning to own our power to be the conduits for God's grace, God's love, and God's miracles through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Sue, this is a great time for us to go into your segment and tell us a little bit about, of course, your class was over last Tuesday, but I know that we have a very important piece to get out tonight, which is the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I want you to talk a little bit about that and anything else you want to bring out to us.
Well, that's a wonderful setup, Bruce, and thank you. Because you know what's interesting about this is that this isn't what we're about to do is so different. I don't care if you've been running businesses, running other people's businesses. I don't care what your background is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be totally different than what you've ever done before. However, you can be grounded. There are going to be structures. There are going to be treating people with kindness and strength. There is going to be some requirements that you may have developed over the past, which is wisdom, great character strengths, the ability to learn, and something that's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle that unless you've really been around, quote-unquote, elite trainers, and don't confuse that with the current usage of the word elite, but people that have really trained on how to reach their highest level of mastery. And it's always going to have this piece. The piece is to come from a rested nervous system, a nervous system that's rested and engaged. It's called flow. But most people have never had the opportunity. They've got phone calls coming in and people having access to them 24/7. They've never designed their life, Bruce, so that they can bring their best energy. And you have to be very, very intentional. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle was designed using about, I would say, maybe, well, lots of different modalities. It's a multidisciplinary approach, so it has brain science, Christ principles, it has learning science, it has all these. I'm not going to go into all of it, but it's simplified so you'll have access to the kind of thinking and feeling, and the most important part, who are you going to be? What is it going to look like? How are you going to move? How are you going to behave like a quantum humanitarian? And I'm going to give you a little bonus because it's really contained, it's remodeled in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But there's a great book, and Bob, you'll love this. It's a short little book, small. Sport Visualization for the Elite Athlete. I'm going to read you a quote from this because this is what's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle as well as strategy. Whether we physically perform an activity or only picture it in our minds, we're activating many of the very same neural networks in both instances. For instance, just imagining yourself perfectly performing whatever it is you're attempting to do will help you get better at them. Remember what Jack Nicklaus said, "I never hit a golf shot without having a sharp picture of it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
First I see where I want the ball to finish. Then I see it going there, its trajectory and landing. The next scene shows me making the swing that will turn the previous images into reality." Mm. So I think What's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle that is so different is you're going to get 20 different rehearsals. We call it neuroplastic Christ meditations. But you're going to see yourself performing. You're going to see yourself meeting these different people. You're going to be able to step into scenes where you're leading meetings or you're in these new settings. Sometimes we're focusing on your confidence. With any of these practices, you have to work on what you're doing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, how you're conducting yourself. Most people don't think about that. They're 85-95% unconscious. They're just doing what they've always done, putting themselves in a room and just keeping their fingers crossed that God is going to deliver them. This is too important, too important. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed to help you get into your highest learning state, gives you a practice on each one of the calls that you can listen to repeatedly, and we're recommending you do it once, one, maybe two a week. And you practice getting quiet, learning how to learn. And you're going to walk through all these steps as if, you know, you were kind of in an augmented reality. You're going to get to see what you need to do. And when you do that and you internalize that, what happens is your nervous system goes, oh, okay, I get it. And you're not going into that anticipatory anxiety, that feeling like I'm stepping into something that I have no idea how to do. You're going to go, oh yeah, I know this. This was described. And you can let go a little more. What is that going to do for your family, to the people you're in the meetings with? You're not going to be anxious. You're going to be confident. You're going to be developing, seeing yourself as this, you're going to have the context. You're going to know this is how you need to be learning your best, and you're going to be able to absorb information, learn information, memorize. It's going to be pointed out to you, pay attention here, pay attention there. These are the things you want to be paying attention to that otherwise you may have marginalized. This is all designed for people that are going to be running humanitarian projects and they need to have their attention heat primed. That means getting ready. It's like when you train for any kind of an event, if you've had any kind of trainer, they start working on this is what you need to have as your foundation. And they get your foundation strong, and then they build up your skill. This is for people that want to ensure that they have conscious skill in learning in an entirely new world that is quantum. So you're going to be able not to be like, wow, this is all new. You're going to go in and you're going to say, I know where I'm focusing here. I can pick up this, but you're going to be much more focused, much more prepared. And here's the big word. Who would I be if I was very intentional in Christ? That means very focused in Christ. So I was at my best. I was liberating myself and the world, and I could look back and say, this was the most amazing, fun, freeing, and powerful time of my life. That's what it is. It's not about going on vacation for the rest of your life. It's not about, you know, overachieving or underachieving. It's about nailing where you are at your optimal like optimal engagement. And so you're excited about what you're doing. So people hear it in your voice. Oh my gosh, what I would do to have people that, wow, I had a really good day, or I had this or that. That's what you want to create in your teams. So if you want to take advantage, I think we've got another one weekend, and you want to make it simple. This is not cramming. Listen to my cadence. Listen to my tone. Do you want to be able to step into this new part of your life, flowing in your own? I'm not telling you how to do it exactly. I'm giving you kind of an infrastructure that it's like your own brain will be able to, and spirit will be able to wrap your personality around it, but it'll have more light. It'll have more power. It'll have more confidence. And what would it be like to feel that and feel free? Feel free and radiant and on purpose. All you have to do to get that is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then you're going to put your name, your telephone number, and I had two people that had not done Cash App. And I think one of them, I'm not going to go into it, but they were mature. And they did such a good job, Bruce. It was easy for them. And so it's super easy. It's going to take you about 5 minutes. And send us that you're willing to get Cash App. We'll give you the Cash App number. You can look it up, Cash App customer service. Call them, 4 minutes. Send us your Cash App ID. And that's it. And you'll be getting the bundle, except on Saturday. Because why? That's the day we rest. So that's my segment for tonight.
Bruce. That's the day you rest, yeah.
That's the day I rest.
You and your team, that's right.
I'm going to be resting a lot.
You're going to be resting a lot, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Rest is good, but it's engagement is good too. So it's finding the right balance.
Yeah. You and Phelps Montgomery.
Me and Phelps Montgomery.
That's been a long time ago, man. A long time ago.
And those ants.
Don't you guys start this again tonight?
No, we won't. Okay. No, I'll end with this for a novelty factor.
Right.
My grandmother,
yes,
who grew up in Natchez, Mississippi, Bob.
Hello.
She tells these stories, and Bruce is fascinated by them. So she told us the story. Oh, yeah. We would sit on the back porch, and we would put bourbon in the sugar cubes and watch the ants get drunk.
That's great.
That would have been fun, wouldn't it? That's good activity.
That's good resting, activity. Boy. That's really resting. And I would look at her
kick back in your rocking chair and watch those ants come around.
And whatever floats your boat. I'm glad it's floating your boat.
Yeah. That's right. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, well, I'm just kicked back right now, chewing on weed. Now, Bob, that's another thing that Southerners do, is they'll kick back in a rocking chair. They might whittle, but a lot of times they're just thinking. They're pondering, and they're chewing on weed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's right.
I like the Bob. Bob does it. He does. I'm going to put you in a pile. Right, Bob? You said put you in a pile.
That's as Southern as Bob goes, yeah.
Yeah.
He said, we all just got together and got into a pile, which is pile, but pile, you know, down south.
Oh, yeah, God, buddy.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, for your commentary on that.
I know.
And Bob, Sue brought some cool points about rest and everything from the teaching and the boundaries and the concept of the Golden Bundle 300, which, by the way, is $300, even though it represents a $550 value, it's $300. So use Cash App to pay for it. Send Sue that email. Get that out, if you can, tonight. Get it out to her tonight. Bob, this has been one heck of a start of the week. We got our Myotrol in Friday at 3 o'clock. You guys offloaded it by 6, and then boom, you were shipping. You are shipping Monday. Great guns. And I'm excited to hear how that's still going and how people are ordering it and how the sale, 25% off sale, is going too. Also, we need to know what's happening with testimonials and any other up-to-date research that you found recently.
Sure, Bruce. Thanks. I can give updates on all of that.
All right.
Myotrol is really kind of created a backup in the shipping department.
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad as we thought it was going to. Bill's been working really hard, and Ron and I have been backing him up, helping with getting things prepared so he can get everything done as fast as possible. The mailman's not too happy with us having to arrive at our site and pick up an extra 50 packages every day. Almost 500 people have jumped on board and started taking their Myotrol. Some of them have it already. Some of them will get it in a few days. And we've gotten even more testimonials since Tuesday, people telling us what's been going on with their exercise routines, their walking is increasing, the number of steps they can go, and on and on. And we have a testimonial here from a lady who's 74 years old, who's talking about the Gladiator barley and anticipating getting her Myotrol. So she says, as a 74-year-old senior that lost my only son last year, I now have to focus more on maintaining my health. Gladiator barley's providing more strength, and now I'm ready to incorporate Myotrol into my regime. It's up to me to be more proactive in maintaining my health. Thank you to your staff, especially Stephanie, who is great in assisting me with my last order. Thank you to Bruce. And we're looking forward to using the Myotrol. And this a beautiful lady sent in a picture of herself with this breast in the background and sent us that really wonderful testimonial. And I'd just say, Bruce, when people make their way to our website, there's some new things at our website. One is, if you click on podcasts and blogs, you will see a menu that pops up, and the third one down says Physical Activity Center, and you can go to that site, and there's 5 or 6 different podcasts all about the importance of maintaining your muscle and also about exercise. And there's also an interview there that you can watch. It's an actual video recorded interview with Eric Kurtz, who's the inventor of Myotrol, that is an interview that Boomers did with Eric. And there's also an activity tracker, a physical activity tracker, that is a monthly tracker that you can download and print. There are exercise charts for doing chair exercises, calisthenics, stretch band exercises, and the like, and you can print out all those as well and have them with you when you're doing your exercises. So that's a really great activity center you can look at. The other thing that's really improved a lot, partly because Shopify, the company that helps you to host your websites, and also our own IT people, has helped us make it a lot easier to save money and get the best possible price for any of our products, including Myotrol. And so when people go to the website and get ready to order their product, it's when you select the 10% discount for subscription, you also will see a slider that has your points, and people that have been purchasing product, or it's their birthday or the first time they signed up and created an account, you accumulate points that are worth money off of the product you're purchasing. So when you get your discount for AutoShip and you get to cash in your points, it makes the products really affordable. Mm. And so remember, you're going to 3 days ahead of time before your subscription renews, you will receive a text message and an email so you can make any modifications. It's pretty easy to do right on your cell phone or your own computer. Mm-hmm. And just go ahead and follow the instructions and do it. If you run into any bumps in the road, just give us a call and we'll walk you right through it.
All right.
So just go ahead and log in. Open up the system. If you've already got an account, log into your account and go ahead and do it that way. If you're brand new, go to the system, set up an account, set up your subscription, and then the next time that you place your order, you'll have points that you'll have accumulated. Last thing, last thing is this, Bruce, this information for anybody listening who maybe has had a stroke, or if you know someone who's had a stroke, there's new research out about exercise and stroke.
Okay.
And what it's saying is that the old kind of, you know, advice that was being given is to kind of treat people that have had strokes very gingerly, have them doing some light exercise over time. And now they're finding that actually the opposite is true. That if you do more of high-intensity interval training, it's way better for people who have had strokes. Not only do they recover faster physically with their physical body, but it's really great for neuroplasticity and rewiring their brain. And this is what they call, you know, high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, H-I-I-T. And it's basically doing some vigorous exercise for a short period, like 30 seconds. So if you're on a bicycle or you're on a treadmill or you're lifting weights, do something that you can do really fast for 30 seconds. And then you stop and you go really slow for 90 seconds. And so that 30 plus 90, you know, equals up to your repetition. And then the goal is to try to get to where you can do 8 of them. And so usually when people start out, they can do 2 or 3, and then they're really tired. The next time maybe they can do 4, and a week later 5, and like that. And so keep that in mind for anybody you know that might have had a stroke. But also keep this in mind. There's lots and lots of evidence that people who use a stem enhancement product, such as Alvea Immune, which helps to stimulate the production of stem cells, are extremely beneficial for people that have had strokes. Also, it's very, very important to get your inflammation down. People that have had a stroke, their brain has high inflammation for years afterwards. And it creates high likelihood of further complications, whether it's another stroke or heart attacks or cancer. And you want to make sure you get that down. And you do that with Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost. The Gladiator Barley has superoxide dismutase. The Boomer Boost has trimethylglycine and glutathione and five other compounds that reduce inflammation. It's vitally important for persons who had a stroke to get their inflammation down and to begin doing this high-intensity interval training. Take your barley and your Boomer Boost with Myotrol, and you'll be able to jump into that HIIT-type exercise really quickly and easily. And this can be a really great benefit for people that have suffered a stroke. And that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10 after 10.
Okay.
And, we are listening to the Big Call.
Okay. Yes, you are. You're listening to the Big Call. And let's remind everybody to get to the website and see these podcasts and all the information that's contained in Bob's website. You go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you see, get on my landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link bringing you right into Bob's website. So click on that banner that says Boomers, and you're right in. And then you can go through and look at the various products. You can learn more about Myotrol. You can sign up for a subscription service, which is the best way for you to get products at a discount every month. And you can alter that if you need to, 3 days prior to the date they're supposed to ship. So you can make alterations. You might have a sale item you might want to add. You may want to take something off because you found that you had more of that than you thought at home. So it allows you to make alterations, and that's really a good piece of advice for you. But you'll get that in the form of an email, and then you can go ahead and make any adjustments that you want to make with your auto ship order. And you still pick up your 10% discount and so on. And, Bob, I guess if they hit a certain threshold, they'll get free shipping. What is that amount now for people that are on a subscription service?
Well, anyone who's on subscription in the United States or Canada gets free shipping regardless of the dollar amount.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, oh, Canada, you're included in that. Gosh, that's great. Free shipping to Canada? If you're on AutoShip, if you're on the subscription service, U.S. and Canada. Does that include Hawaii and Alaska, Bob?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, you can't beat that, you guys. That's great. Yeah. Now, that would not include Moose Jaw, Canada, way up north, I don't think.
Yep. Are you talking north of Yellowknife?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's included.
It's included. Man.
It gets delivered.
Moose Jaw, you're in.
It gets delivered by dog sled.
Yeah, I believe it. It could very well be UPS dog sled. Absolutely. Or, well, I guess the mail service by dog sled, too. That's great. Yeah, that's cool. There's just so much to Canada, you know what I mean? It's a lot of real estate. A lot of land mass up there, and that's so cool. Ice Road Truckers, that's another show I like. Yeah, that's great. All right, listen, let's get into it. Let's get into some intel. I'm going to try to remember everything, including what I heard at 8 o'clock tonight. But before I get started too far, I want to recommend that everybody get the Golden Wisdom Bundle by putting an email out to Sue, which is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Get it out to her and say, I want the Golden Bundle. You say in your subject line, Golden Bundle 300. It's $300 to get $550 worth of calls, shows that Sue has already recorded and has on email for you to listen to. So I want to mention that. It's a really great idea. And then to go further with Bob, on the see where I'm going with this. On the website, there is the phone number, but to tell you what it is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that number is good to call 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, since we're still on Daylight Savings. All right, so take a look at that. Peruse the website. Check the products tab. Pull it down. You'll see an on sale, and then click on the on sale, and you'll see the 25% off sale. Okay? And that's on collagen, vitamin C, which activates the collagen, and also on premium probiotics. Premium probiotics. All three of those are 25% off. So take advantage of those when you check out Bob's site. Well, okay, let's get into it a little bit. All right, first, you know how we used to have, like Tuesday night, we didn't have any rates on the bank screens. And what's interesting is now we have grayscale, which means you can't read the rates, on redemption center screens, which we could see last Tuesday. But tonight we can only see bank screen rates, which are not the highest rates, by the way. Now, all that's going to change over the weekend, so don't worry about it. But I'm just saying, for right now, that'll all change. But for right now, redemption center screens are grayscale, and you can't read them. The bank rates, which were not online last Tuesday, are on today. So what does this tell us? Remember how we were trying to get the quantum financial system fully implemented throughout the globe? Guess what? We heard, this is what we heard at 8 o'clock, that the global financial system, based on asset-backed, gold-backed currencies, is fully implemented and ready to go. Okay? So that's a great thing. It's all good. And that happened very much, probably pretty close to 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. Because I got the call at like 5 minutes after 8 and Eastern time. And I think, you know, I thought, well, that's great because that just happened. We just got information on it. So that's great news for us. That's something we were looking to have happen. And not only the redemption centers, which we had last Tuesday, fully integrated, but now all the banks, tier 1, 2, 3, 4, all around the globe, all banks, everything is totally integrated. And that's great news. We've got that. Now, a point about rates. Somebody is saying, oh, you can't, the rates that you're going to get are going to be the same at redemption centers as they are at banks. No, they're not. They are not going to be the same at all. In fact, just the screen rate at banks on the dinar is going to be 3 times higher on redemption center screens. 3 times higher. On the dong, we've got a rate on the bank screen going to be twice as high in the redemption center. And yes, I know what those rates are, but I'm not going to be able to bring them out tonight. Trust me when I tell you, you want to call the toll-free number when it's available to set up your exchanges and redemption of ZIM at the redemption centers. And the next piece I've got about that is the toll-free number when you call it and you're getting a call center, one of 3 call centers, I think they're going to do it Eastern time, Central time, Mountain time, and Pacific. And I don't know what they're going to do as far as Hawaii and Alaska goes as far as the timing on that. But by calling the 800 number, you'll be able to find out, and you'll get I believe it's going to be an AI-generated response to you. So my point in saying this is, if we call on a day that happens to be, for example, Monday, Labor Day here in the United States, you might just get an AI-generated system that allows you to put in your numbers, put in your zip code, because they have all the zip codes in the U.S., and probably, I can't speak to Canada, but I believe Canada can use that number and see what happens with Canada. We know that for Canada, while I'm on that subject, is HSBC is the lead bank in Canada, with RBC, who merged with Scotiabank a while back, I'm going to say a year ago, might be less than that. Scotiabank is a secondary bank along with RBC merged into Scotia. And I think that's a great backup bank, if you will, in addition to HSBC. And HSBC is the biggest bank that's being used internationally. But we also have Banco Santander, Santander Bank for Latin America. They're a go-to bank as well. And I'm thinking I'm not positive, I think that's going to be Mexico, Central America, South America, all on Santander Bank. Truist Bank is also a major tier one bank now because they merged with SunTrust Bank, and Truist is also a player. They're a player as well. But if you're in the continental U.S., you don't have to worry about it. You just dial the number, put in whatever your information is going to be, and you'll get directed to a redemption center close to your zip code. It might be 30 or 40 minutes away. It could be 5 minutes away. You shouldn't have anybody way out west where the driving distances are longer. You shouldn't have to drive more than, let's call it 60 to 70 miles, maybe 80 miles, maybe, in Montana or in Wyoming or in some of those states, you know, where you got some really long distances. But you got to realize in Texas, which is a whole other country, or could be, you know, you could drive an hour and a half and not make it to the end of your ranch. I mean, it's crazy. It's true in some of those cases. All right, so that's what's going to happen. Now, let's nail this timing down a little bit. All right, we've got information pointing to us getting notified. Well, let's go back. On Sunday night, after the Forex comes back up at 5 o'clock Eastern, the Forex opens back up for trading. And so we're going to see all new rates on all currencies Sunday night. Now, we're not going to see them, but the people going into the redemption centers would see them. And if anybody's happened to go into their bank, these are workers, not us, on Sunday, they might see new rates. They should see all brand new rates Sunday night, period. Now, we would see them probably Tuesday, since Monday's a holiday, but my belief is, and we don't have this absolute, but my belief is we could get notified on Monday, which is Labor Day here in the United States, and then set our appointments and start on Tuesday. Tuesday's the 3rd of September. So be prepared for that scheduling. That could be what we're looking at there. All right, let's go back and see what else we want to bring out. Now, Jeannie always prompts me on a few things like R&R and debt relief and all that. Okay, here's the latest information from this evening on debt relief on, this is mortgages being zeroed out and credit card debt being eliminated. Those two are going to crank up starting the 4th, 5th, and 6th of September. And if my in my mind calendar is right, that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. That's when that stuff's coming out, and it may take all the way to the 15th of September to complete. So if you don't get debt relief, your credit cards have been wiped out, or you don't have anything from the bank about your mortgage, you know, at least let it happen between the 4th, 5th, 6th, and the 15th. Because it will take a while to get all of that done. That's debt relief, debt jubilee, and maybe we'll be fortunate enough to get an announcement about NASARA, which includes debt relief. All right? So be looking for that. What about R&R? I call it Restitution Reclamation Allowance. That is supposed to kick in the first week of September, which is next week, sometime in the first week. Now, it may, again, not be there for all of us, but it should be there within that first week, which starts for us as a banking week. It starts, of course, on Tuesday, which is the 3rd. So 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in that range, we should get R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance. Now, if you're exchanging, your R&R is already in fact, for everybody's, R&R is already in their quantum accounts. Their quantum accounts. So if you're exchanging, you need to get in to an appointment for your exchanges and redemption of ZIM, and then you should have, when you're getting into your quantum account with your quantum card, you should be able to see that balance that is already in your quantum account. And then what you'll do is you'll go through your exchange, you'll get your ZIM done, you'll get your currencies done, and you'll be loaded up with an amount that will go into your quantum account on top of your R&R, or in addition to your R&R. Then you can move. No, thank you. Not going to take it. So what it amounts to is, you're going to be able to see that total in your account and then move whatever funds you think you're going to need for the first 30, 60, or 90 days. They keep changing that a little bit. Sometimes it's 30 days. Sometimes it's 90 days. We'll see what it is. Don't worry about it. You'll be able to move plenty of money that you won't be able to spend in the first 60 to 90 days. But you'll be able to move some of that money in. And you might move, well, I don't know, maybe $1 billion, maybe not, $1 billion into your, what I call your master account or your primary account in Wells. And then if you've got LLCs for your projects, or you've got trusts set up for your projects, whatever you've got set up, you can set up individual bank accounts for those LLCs, okay? That's what I'm going to do. I've got 4 LLCs, and I'm going to set up bank accounts for each one of those. But they're all under my master trust, okay? And my primary account with Wells would be under my master trust. You see, and the rest of them would come out from that, you know, underneath that umbrella. So let's see what else. All right. What's going on right now is there are global arrests that are taking place that we're pretty far along on, but we need to get further along as a percentage so that we can go forward. And I can tell you we're at the point right now where we don't have that far to go to get to the number that they want us at before they release everything to us. I think we can easily make it by the weekend, which could be Saturday, could be Sunday, could be Monday. But here's the beauty of it. The Forex, you know, closes down tomorrow at 5 o'clock for 48 hours. Then it comes back up Sunday evening at 5, and then, you know, we'll have all brand new rates coming up then after it's been on Forex. They'll come up with brand new rates. We have 15 rates on the screens right now because the Iraqi dinar is not on that right now, but it will be up. My guess is it'll be up it'll be up Sunday. It'll be coming in Sunday. And it'll probably be traded, you know, internationally as an internationally known currency on Sunday at 5 o'clock our time. Now, it'll trade earlier in other parts of the world, but for us, our traders here will start on it starting at 5 o'clock Sunday evening. And then we'll be the benefactors of that, beneficiaries of that, at the Redemption Center when we set up our appointments. So I think Monday is in play for receiving our toll-free numbers and, you know, by email and calling the AI-operated or generated call center. And maybe we'll get to a human being. Maybe we won't. We'll see. I think Monday we won't. I think Tuesday we might. So call in when you need to. There's really no need to wait for higher rates. At one point, we thought that could be the case for certain people that might have dong or dinar. No, the dinar rate is set for them to offer that to us at the contract rate, which is terrific. And the dong rate will be twice what the bank screen rate is, and I know what it is, and it's good. It's expected to be very good. Venezuelan Bolivar, yeah, it'll be very good. What else? I don't know. We don't really do rates, but I can tell you that the SIM is on par. There's no restriction on two nodes at this and the rest of it at that. That's all BS. You know, that's just the cabal putting out stuff, trying to get you to not buy anymore or whatever. I can see that, but point is, you know, don't go to banks. Just use the Redemption Center. Hey, by the way, if you go to the Redemption Center, as you're getting ready to go, they're going to give you if you're a Zim holder, you will get a free Q phone. And that's basically a satellite phone that'll work from anywhere. And it works off the satellite system. It works off the, the Starlink satellite system. So that'll be good for us. And it's going to be something you don't ask questions about there. You just get home and we'll figure it out when we get home. They're not giving us a whole lot of information about it right now. So, man. You guys helpfully have written notes down because you'll have a lot to remember. I hope I remember everything when I go in there. I think I will. And, you know, it's not supposed to take more than 30 or 40 minutes for an appointment. So just consolidate your information, make your presentation on your project or projects very concise. I mean, no more than 5 minutes. You know, they want to hear what you're going to do, but they don't have time to go into a whole lot of detail about it, okay? So just realize that You know, it's something you're going to be working on, and it's all going to be good. There's no reason to worry about it. You'll be fine with it. But you'll really be fine if you contact Sue tonight, because you need the information that is contained in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You need it. And it's going to help you so much when you walk out of the Redemption Center and you have that, and you've listened to one or two lessons, and you've got it. You know, each lesson about an hour and a half. It's already pre-recorded. You just listen, and you'll be participating. You'll be right there in the room with the pod and with Sue and with everybody contributing, you know? And you'll be like, man, this is good. This is, wow, this is really good. And I think you're going to love it. And all the great testimonials that Sue's received on the Golden Bundle is so strong. What do you do to get it? You send Sue an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And the Golden Bundle 300 is $300. Go ahead and send it off to her. And it's a $550 value. And in the subject line, just put Golden Bundle 300. And in the email itself, put your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you. Okay? She's not going to bug you, but she will text you if she has to. And put the fact that you either have Cash App or you'll be willing to get it in about 4 or 5 minutes with customer service. Easy peasy to set up. No problem. Okay? Send those off to Sue tonight. Simple email. integratedminds@hushmail.com, and you'll be all set. You'll be all set. And she'll help you by getting those out to you right away. Now, I think that I've covered everything I meant to cover tonight. I covered what Jeannie said. The only thing I don't have, I'm going to say Social Security increases will be in September. I think they will be. And that means it should start first week of September, if you're a Wednesday, first Wednesday of September. We didn't get it this month. We didn't get it last month. But I think we should get it in the month of September. We should get Nasara. Jasara is what Charlie Ward is working on exclusively on that now. We should get R&R. We should get our debt relief, our debt jubilee. Told you when that was going to start. Now, it has started for some people. We had a call today. Somebody that my handler knows got full debt relief on a credit card, two credit cards. So it may be happening in some areas now already. But he got his, I think Friday is when his came through. So, beware. I would think for our mortgage zeroed out, we'd get a letter from our lending institution on that. So, you know, look at your snail mail. I don't know if it's going to be certified or registered, but however it comes, if you get one from your lender, it's probably a good thing. Not a bad thing. So I'm going to say that's really what I had to say to everybody tonight. Is this our last call? It is if we get the numbers over the weekend, whether it's Monday or whenever. Yep, I hope so. I know you guys are tired of hearing me. But let's be honest. This intel changes from day to day. And I'm just believing that we are finally at the end. And there's so much good stuff coming out with Iraq, with their new rate coming up Sunday, international rate. And we've been occupying one floor in the central bank of Iraq. then we vacate that on Saturday. We no longer will be in that CBI on Saturday. I believe they're packing up Saturday, moving out. And remember, the first business day for Iraq is Sunday. So that's good news, too. I just think we're all ready for this to go, don't you? I am. I think we all are. But let's start off. I want to just say, I want everybody to have a good Labor Day on Monday. Labor Day Monday, you grill out. Be very careful with that. That's a great thing to do. Most swimming pools where I grew up close on Labor Day. That was the last day. I think it was the last day you could swim in the community pool. I don't know where you live and whether that's still the case. College has started in some areas already. Man, I used to love when we went back to high school. We started back. It was after Labor Day. Nowadays, kids are starting back in the second and third week of August. What's wrong with that picture? Man, I don't know. I didn't set the calendar for the schools, but I liked it when we didn't go back to college and we didn't go back to class in high school until after Labor Day. All right, let's go ahead and pray the call out and thank everybody. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Big Call listeners, Big Call universe, all around the globe. Thank you. And we're going to have a really great start in September. That's what it looks like. And I'll be in touch. You know, you guys, we'll be in touch with you about the projects, about Big Call, about Rebuild America and about Rebuild International and about the Veterans Retreat Network and about the Pastoral Retreat Network. We'll send out emails. So the only way we'll know how to reach you is if you've registered on BigCallUniverse.com. You register on that site, our site, we'll see you on that, and then you can go ahead and watch for emails that I might do a podcast or Bob and I or Sue and I. We might get something out to you that we need you to know about our projects and what we're doing, what our new websites are going to look like, how interactive they're going to be. All of that good stuff's going to come out. But I want everybody to chill for at least 2 weeks after this goes, maybe through most of September, because you're going to have stuff to do. I'm going to have stuff to do. And we'll be in touch. You know, we'll be in touch. And, yeah, we'll probably get together regionally as we're doing some things, I think. But for right now, let's rest after this goes. Let's have a good weekend, a great Labor Day, and let's be in touch in the future, okay? All right, everybody, here we go. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the blessing that is almost here. Thank you for a great Labor Day vacation for us and everything that you've provided for us so far. God, grant us the wisdom to move forward in our projects, but to schedule everything for the long term and to give us a chance to rest and find rest as we move on into the future. Thank you for all that you're doing for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be in touch.